Hi, this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm speaking with Darren Beal, founder and executive director of FreeCycle. Darren, tell us all about FreeCycle.
Well, FreeCycle, first and foremost, is a web community. You can kind of remember that because it's a combination of free recycling. FreeCycle, it's all about recycling and reuse. It's where you can post items for other individuals locally to come and pick them up from your doorstep, and it keeps that stuff out of landfills. FreeCycle introduces people giving stuff away to people who could use them in the local community, but with no money involved whatsoever. It's a great way to keep things in circulation. And whether it's an old bicycle or, you know, an old mattress or computer, anything that still has some life left in it.
If I had a couch, for example, and I wanted to get rid of my couch, it's still mm-hmm. pretty good couch. Somebody might want it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really great example, because not only are you keeping that, say, 100-pound couch out of the landfill, but it takes between 20 and 30 times that weight in raw materials to make a new couch. You know, water, diesel, pesticides, herbicides, cotton, all these things. If you keep that 100-pound couch out of the landfill, you know, a scruffy old couch, but someone can use it, you're also keeping 2,000 to 3,000 pounds worth of raw materials from being extracted from Mother Nature to make a new couch. So that's a huge way of impacting this whole cycle, industrial cycle of production, by reducing the amount of waste in the system.
And where and when did FreeCycle start?
11 years ago, May 1st. May Day, 11 years ago. In the meantime, since we started our one little humble group here in Tucson, we now have over 5,000 local groups in over 110 countries. That's 9.4 million people giving about 32,000 items a day away on our website, FreeCycle.org. Thanks to Tucson and our 14,000 local members for making FreeCycle.org the beautiful thing that it is and helping found this great cause that's become such a global recycling powerhouse and the largest recycling website on the planet. FreeCycle is actually part of a larger movement that's called collaborative consumption. You've all heard of Airbnb, Zipcars, and things like that. It's all about sharing things rather than having to buy new things. FreeCycle sort of fits into that by enabling people to reuse old items rather than to throw those old items away. And by doing this, we're able to keep 15 times the height of Mount Everest out of landfills in the past year alone if you were to stack all that stuff in garbage trucks. FreeCycle.org.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.